Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, I'm David Eagleman from the podcast Inner Cosmos, which is now nominated for the best science podcast in the nation. I'm a neuroscientist at Stanford University, and I've spent my career exploring the three-pound universe in our heads. I've recently kicked off my second season, so join me weekly to explore the relationship between your brain and your life by digging into unexpected questions. Listen to Inner Cosmos with David Eagleman on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is a classic episode of the podcast. Today's episode goes into the historical and technical sides of how Southern-style biscuits work.
Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When you think of light, fluffy biscuits, you may think of the other traditional foods from the American South that they pair so well with, fried chicken, gravy, and homemade jam. But biscuits like the ones we eat today in the United States are fairly modern culinary creations. Throughout much of history, biscuits weren't at the center of dreamy breakfasts or chicken dinners. They were hard, thin, durable, dry, and meant for survival. The word biscuit comes from the Latin word panis biscotus, which means twice baked. And so it's no coincidence that a biscuit was once similar to biscotti, the Italian cookies that actually are twice baked. Soldiers in ancient Rome received hard biscuits in their rations. They had no leavening agent or fat, so they lasted a long time. Hard biscuits of some type were the MREs, or meals ready to eat, of military personnel for centuries, and have been known by the names hardtack, ship's biscuit, sea biscuit, and pilot bread. Fast forward to the antebellum South. Biscuits were still tough and flat, and typically were only eaten in wealthy homes. Most people living in the South at the time ate cornbread instead. That's because most mills in the South were great at grinding corn, but not at processing wheat. So only the rich could afford flour, which often had to be shipped in from northern states. Beaten biscuits, which could be considered the precursor to the modern Southern biscuit, were only a little better than hardtack. They included fat like butter or lard, but still no leavening agent. So beaten biscuits remained flat and only slightly lighter because the dough required 15 minutes of kneading or beating. It wasn't until several 19th century innovations came along that we got what's now recognized as a Southern biscuit. First, better flour mills, most of them in the Midwestern United States, and increased wheat production dropped the price of flour enough that less than wealthy Southerners could also afford to buy flour. And the development of chemical leavening agents such as potassium carbonate, potassium bicarbonate, and sodium bicarbonate, what we now call baking soda, helped biscuits reach new heights without yeast or beaten eggs. If you're going to bake your own fluffy, flaky biscuits at home, it's not hard, but a few details are important. Keep your butter cold. Don't let it get too soft while you're working it into the flour. You want the butter to melt when the biscuits are cooking in the oven, because melting butter produces steam that will help the biscuits rise. Also, to make the most of the leavening power of your baking soda and baking powder, bake the biscuits as soon as you mix the wet and dry ingredients together. baking soda starts to work as soon as it's moist, and those biscuits will lose some height if you let the dough sit. Finally, use a biscuit cutter, cookie cutter, or a sharp knife to cut the biscuit dough. Don't use a glass. And if you do use a cutter, don't twist it. Nice, clean edges help the dough rise. Today's episode is based on the article, The Light and Fluffy History of Southern Biscuits, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Sean Chavis, who accompanied this story with his own biscuit recipe. So go check that out if you're looking for one. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, I'm David Eagleman from the podcast Inner Cosmos, which is now nominated for the best science podcast in the nation. I'm a neuroscientist at Stanford University, and I've spent my career exploring the 3-pound universe in our heads. I've recently kicked off my second season, so join me weekly to explore the relationship between your brain and your life by digging into unexpected questions. Listen to Inner Cosmos with David Eagleman on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.